IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program Today's Special. In today's episode, we want to talk about Imam al-Hussein's virtues. Please stay tuned. Today, Sunday, is the 26th of the month of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start our day with the blessed recitation of an ayah from the Holy Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 157.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. So they who have believed in him, honored him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be the successful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In explanation to this ayah, the Holy Prophet of Islam stated, "He who enjoins right and prohibits wrong is the vicegerent of both Allah and His Messenger on the earth." Also, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, explaining this ayah, stated, "Verily, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong is the way of prophets and the method of the good doers. It is such a great obligatory deed, a wajib act, by which other obligatory deeds can survive, other creeds can be saved, bargains are lawful, injustices are warded off, and prosperity can be filled in the earth."
Say,
Imam al-Husayn's alayhi salam's virtues. If we want to get acquainted with the great personality of an infallible Imam, it is necessary for us to refer to some of the hadiths that elucidate the station of the Imam in the view of the Allah Almighty, as well as his creative and legislative position. In a hadith from Imam al-Raza alayhi salam, he stated, "The Imam is the trustee of Allah among us, his creation, his proof and evidence upon his servants, his victory on his land, the herald to Allah, the defender of the commandments of Allah." So, through these noble hadiths, and many more like them, it is possible for us to appreciate certain aspects of the personality and the station of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his closeness to Allah Almighty, and his role in leading and guiding the community of mankind. Thus, if you wanted to reach the divine mercy and attain the bliss and felicity of this world and the hereafter, then we must certainly follow the footsteps of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The virtues of our master Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam are quite apparent, and the tower of his honor and eminence is luminous and indisputable. In all matters, he holds an exalted status and honorable rank. There is none among the Shia and others, among the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt and others, who have not praised his grace, excellence, and superiority. The intelligent among them have recognized the truth, while the ignorant are forbidding them. And why would not this be? For his esteemed self is surrounded from all sides by nobility, and the great appearance has taken hold of him all over, while beauty has sunk deep into him from all directions, and this cannot be denied by any Muslim. His grandfather is Muhammad al-Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father is Imam Ali al-Murtada, the approved one, alayhi salam. His grandmother, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, mother, Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, the splendid one. Brother, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, the honorable. His uncle, Ja'far al-Tayyar, and his progeny, pure imams from the chosen ones. Among the family of Hashim, it is said in one of the couplets, "Your splendor is evident for everyone, except the blind who cannot see the moon."
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. The struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the universalist. It was inconceivable that a person such as Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, who was pure bred under the wing of Fatima, the Prophet's daughter, could give in to indignity. When he left Medina, he wrote a will and left it with his brother Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya. Among its content was this statement: "I did not set out, driven by arrogance or recklessness or a desire for spreading corruption or injustice. All what I am intent on is seeking to reform the community of my grandfather. That unequivocal rejection underlined the Imam's determination to walk the road of martyrdom to the end. Had his logic stemmed from the love for defending oneself alone, it would have been rational that he would not have given his companions the choice. On the eve of Ashura, of either parting his company or sticking it out with him. All along, he was clear in his mind and sincere with them that the army of Ibn Ziyad was after him alone.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyida shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
The virtues of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions. Love for Allah. Sometimes we obey Allah because we do not want to get punished. However, sometimes it is not merely a matter of obedience. When you love Allah, this love drives you to want to serve Him. For such people, recommended acts become necessary because they know that this is what the beloved wants. Thus, love is a level much higher than obedience. Love is to go out of your way to please your beloved. It is love that kept the companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam with him, even after he gave them permission to leave. Even though he encouraged them to leave the battlefield to a safe haven with Imam's family members, none of them left. Although they knew they would inevitably face death, they decided to stay with him since such a death was more desirable for them than to be far from their beloved Imam.
When you examine the ziyarah of the Imam alayhi salam, you come to realize how great this Imam is. The ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam represents one small key to unlocking the greatness of the universe. On the outside, when you look at the ziyarah of the Imam alayhi salam, what do you see? It looks fairly simple. You see people traveling to Karbala. They go to the shrine of the Imam alayhi salam. They recite the visitation of the Imam. Then they pray two rak'ahs gifted to the Imam alayhi salam and they leave. From the outside, it looks very simple. Just like the palm of your hand, when you look at it, it looks very simple. But just like there's an entire universe that lives under the skin of your hand, there is an entire universe, respected brothers and sisters, that exists in the ziyarah of al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And it's nothing short of astounding. When you examine the narrations of Ahlul Bayt in speaking about the ziyarah of the Imam alayhi salam, honestly, it's nothing short of impeccable. It's amazing, it's mind-boggling how there's an entire universe that revolves around the ziyarah of the Imam alayhi salam. First of all, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us in one narration, you know, some people think the origin of the Imam alayhi salam is heavenly. Yes, the origin of the Imam is heavenly in the broad sense of the word. But the existence and the presence of the light of al-Imam al-Husayn precedes the paradise, precedes the heavens and the skies, because the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in one hadith he says, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is my light. Then from my light he created his throne. Then the Prophet explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then split this light and he created the light of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the light of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the light of al-Imam al-Hasan, then the light of al-Imam al-Husayn, and from the light of al-Imam al-Husayn he created Jannah, the paradise.
Oh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to today's special. Till another episode, God bless you all and fi amanillah.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.